We also wanted to find out how Russians are reacting to events in Ukraine. So we called up Julia Yaffe, senior editor with The New Republic. We caught up with her in Sochi, where she's covering the Olympics. Unlike many of her colleagues, she's not hopping on a plane for Kiev today, but she is watching Russian state media and how it's spinning the violence in Ukraine.
Mostly on Russian TV, you're seeing reports that this is a band of radicals, the right-wing fascist radicals, who are trying to stage a violent coup, trying to overthrow a legitimate, democratically elected government with peaceful citizens stuck in between and held hostage by the radicals. The only casualties we hear about are policemen and special forces officers. Very little about the civilians, some of them armed civilians who have been killed. And Russian leaders are very much sticking to the line that this is a coup going on and that the Ukrainian government has every right to use force to protect the law enforcement agencies, not the citizens, but the law enforcement agencies.
So it's very much a kind of law and order view. What are Russia's interests in Ukraine today?
They're mostly geopolitical and economic. Very famously, Vladimir Putin is said to have said to George W. Bush back in 2008 that Ukraine is not a real country. He sees the Ukraine very much as an extension of Russia, as basically a province of Russia that, by an accident of history, has its own borders and its own government and its own foreign policy. It's even called Little Russia or Minor Russia by people in some circles here. There's a geopolitical component to it about, you know, not letting NATO and Europe expand to Russia's doorstep. But it also goes deeper than that. It's about protecting Slavic brethren, protecting a brother nation, not letting them fall under the sway of Europe.
What are Putin's options regarding Ukraine? I mean, what can he realistically do to influence the outcome there in his favor?
He can do a lot. He's doing a lot now. He's giving them lots of money, billions of dollars, and Ukraine really needs that money. It's not doing that well economically.
But what about now, this actual crisis? What can he do to influence the outcome of the bloodshed and violence going on in the square?
I think he can give Yanukovych the sense that he's behind him. And, you know, he can always send reinforcements, provide equipment, training. But I think mostly it's the money and the political support, which I think goes a long way with Yanukovych.
Is there any talk? I mean, you mentioned yourself of the Russian media pushing this, you know, our brethren in the Ukraine and pushing those historic ties. Is there any talk of Russia intervening directly to restore order or protect ethnic Russians?
People are kind of hinting at it obliquely, and, you know, there's allusions to it, and people keep waiting for the headline, for the news to flash across the wire that, you know, that the Russians are going to intervene. But so far, there hasn't really been any talk of this. I doubt Russia wants to do this. But, you know, as we've seen in Georgia, when it comes to Russia's near abroad in its backyard, it's not loath to put its money where its mouth is or its soldiers where its mouth is.
Julia Yaffe is a senior editor with The New Republic. She's been speaking to us from Sochi. Thanks so much, Julia.
Thank you for having me.